Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Farai Chidea.
This is The Takeaway, and I'm John Hockenberry. The other big story in the Middle East today is the Pope. Pope Benedict XVI is continuing his tour of the Middle East. He landed in Israel this morning. And yesterday in the town of Bethany in Jordan, he spoke about his mission for this trip to the Holy Land.
Christians are called to offer their contribution, inspired by the example of Jesus, of reconciliation and peace through forgiveness and generosity.
A pilgrimage of peace is what the Pope is calling this visit. David Willey joins us, longtime follower of all things Vatican, BBC Rome correspondent. David Willey, you know, this is an important visit by the Pope to Israel, but it's mostly symbolic. How's it going so far?
Well, Jordan leg of the journey is complete. As he left Jordan, the Pope said that he was one of the most memorable events so far was his visit to a mosque. But now the scene has changed radically. He's here in Israel. He's been welcomed by Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he is on Israeli territory, and he'll be visiting holy sites both in Israel and in the Palestinian territories. But he didn't waste any time at the airport at the welcome ceremony. He issued a terrifically strong condemnation of anti-Semitism in any form. He said anti-Semitism continues to rear its ugly head in many parts of the world, and this is totally unacceptable. So many Israelis, I think, were hoping that the Pope would say something like this, and they must have been pleased. However, he did not in any way apologize specifically for his remarks, which have caused some offense in some Jewish circles over reconciliation with a Holocaust-denying Roman Catholic bishop. The Pope feels he's already said enough on this matter. He has made it clear that he feels that the discussion on this matter is now at an end, and he wants to move ahead. But whether that'll be the line taken here in Israel remains to be seen. The other interesting thing was that the Pope launched immediately into potential controversy over the question of a Palestinian homeland. He said, which has been Vatican policy for many, many decades now, that he wants to help the peace negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians, and the Palestinians do have a right to a homeland of their own with secure and internationally recognized borders. So this is slightly embarrassing for the Israeli authorities in that the Prime Minister has not yet made entirely clear whether he favors a two-state solution.
You know, we've seen in the visits by the Vatican to Israel and to this region a sense of sort of making up for past issues of controversy, mostly related from the World War II period, and you've alluded to some there. At what point does the Vatican take more of a role as an actual active mediator? It seems to me that once this historical baggage is taken care of, there might be a role for the Vatican. Do you see that as a possibility?
I think that the Pope would like to go down in history as a peacemaker in the Middle East. He would like that. However, the Vatican does make it very clear that the Pope is not in the business of active politics. You can't see him sitting down at a peace table with Israelis and Palestinians.
So it's the
spiritual support which is important for him.
David Willey, BBC Rome correspondent. The symbolism will have to do for now. Thank you, David.